This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special. Well, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Inside MSide. I'm your host, Alex Waters, your Alumni Engagement Director. Excited to be here with a couple of alums that have an incredible story. I saw it on the news, wanted the chance to bring them together to share it with our audience so that a lot of people could be inspired by not only their story, but some of the stuff that we're doing here at Morningside. And so without further ado, I wanted to take just a second if each of you could at least introduce yourself, maybe name, where you're from, what year you graduated, and what you're up to now. Amy, let's start with you.
Hi, my name's Amy Denny, and I'm from Lawton, Iowa, and I graduated from Morningside in 99. Excellent. And I'm currently working for the Sioux City Community School District. I'm the Director of Curriculum Instruction and Assessment.
Okay. And what have you done previously? Have you always been with Sioux City?
Yes, I have. I've always been with Sioux City. I did a year of middle school, and then I taught elementary, and then I was a district-level literacy strategist, and then I was a principal for a long time, and then just the last 2 years I've been in my current role.
Yeah. Very diverse experience. I like that. Trying all different levels of different things, seeing where that sweet spot is.
Yes.
I like that. All right, McKelly.
My name is McKelly Grant. I graduated from Morningside in December of 2022. I'm from Sioux City, and currently I'm at West Middle teaching 8th grade U.S. history.
No doubt. Fresh at it, right?
Fresh, brand new.
No doubt. New school year. Who dis? Right there.
My team calls me the rookie. It's my nickname.
That's cool, though. Kind of like a badge of honor, right? Like getting through this. That's really cool. And what I want to do first and foremost, so one of the things that I love doing on the podcast is just talking with alumni when we have them back, just a little bit about what their experience was like, what they remember most about Morningside or what really impacted them. Because I think so many of those stories are unique to each individual, you know, of what struck out to them or what called them here or why they decided to come to Morningside, that type of stuff. But then also what the experience was like when they were here. I mean, I know we were talking off air just a little bit about how different campus is and maybe the experiences were, but just talk to me a little bit, Amy. I mean, coming back on campus, even just for this podcast, you were commenting of how different campus looks. I mean, talk to me a little bit about your experience while you were here.
Oh, the campus is so beautiful now. Not that it wasn't before, but it just, you know, you could park in the middle of it before. You would drive to your classes and park in the middle, where now it's all beautiful green space and water features. So, oh my gosh, I loved going to college here. And it was, you know, I lived in Dimmitt and then met two friends who would become very close to me, one of whom is still one of my most dear friends. And it was just an awesome experience. Like I started as a music education major.
I was going to ask if you ever changed your major, knew exactly what you wanted to do.
Or... I always wanted to teach and I loved music. So I was in choir and that was just when they were restructuring the choir. And so it was very, very small.
Was there Christmas at Morningside?
Yes, that like was that the year we brought it back. So we,
really?
It had gone away for a while and we brought it back. So I do love attending Christmas at Morningside because it's just so, you know, dear to my heart.
But well, it's such a cool
just
event. You know, I mean, it is a community event to be able to have that here on campus and welcome so many people here to not only showcase the beauty of campus, I mean, the renovated Epley Auditorium, but then also to be able to share that amazing music and to think – I didn't know that it was gone for a while, but it came back in your tenure while you were here.
Yeah, it had gone away. And then Mike Krieger was the director here and we brought it back and wanted it started so small. Like I remember it wasn't very large at all. And like I remember doing the decorations and making them and now it looks so much better than when when we did our homemade Christmas at Morningside. But
I mean, it was more, you know, hometown homey feeling then. I mean, it's a little more production value now, but still the intent and the warm feelings of Christmas are there for sure.
Absolutely. So, I have the best memories of being being here.
So which dorm were you in?
Dimmitt.
Yeah?
Yep.
And now to think that that thing's went through a complete renovation.
That's what I've heard. I've not seen it, but I have heard that.
Yeah. It's really cool. You'll have to at homecoming or at some point. We'll make sure you get a tour of that.
Yes, I need to do that.
That'd be really fun. Now, Mikkeli, I know that it hasn't been all that long you graduated, but talk to me a little bit more about your experience, what you were involved in, what you loved about Morningside, or what even made you choose to want to go here.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, Morningside was my fallback for college because I was really set on another school, and I went for a weekend and I came home and I was like, I can't go there. And then I panicked looking for other options, kind of spurred of the moment, scheduled a tour here, met with some of the education professors, met with some people with choir, and felt good about it. It gave me the option to live at home, which was nice. So it's interesting that it was my fallback because it became so much more than that.
Yeah.
But then when I started, I was involved in choir, Christmas at Morningside. That was super fun because of COVID, I really only had 1 year with it at its fullest, my freshman year, but that was super fun. That was a really fun thing to be a part of. And just seeing like how much work went into it and then the reward of people coming and being a part of it and seeing it and like seeing the live stream. That was super cool. That was a really good memory.
Yeah.
And probably my favorite part of being here was the relationships. I had some friends. We started in the exact same major and we went through all the way together and those relationships, and now like working and we get to talk to each other about what we're teaching and our students and stuff like that. Like those relationships, because the class sizes are smaller, I think we got to build those a lot more. Mm-hmm. And that was really awesome.
Well, and I think you touched on that a little bit, Amy, as well, like just the friendships, you know, that you really cultivate or, you know, establish here on campus, whether it's in the classroom, you know, with your peers that maybe are learning the same thing with you, or just friendships that people you meet on campus, or maybe it's dorm life or an activity like choir that you're in, and just those relationships that you're able to forge. It's really kind of meaningful and leaves a lasting impression.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And so hopefully you'll be able to come back and see Christmas at Morningside again.
Absolutely.
It feels like that's right around the corner a little bit too.
It's coming. I've come every year and it's super fun to see, even like seeing people I know in it and seeing them excel and perform and do all these amazing things and getting to watch it and remembering being in class with them or talking to them. That's always really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, just catching up with a lot of friends and people that come back. And one of the things that I appreciate very much so about it is the community aspect and just seeing how much they love that to be able to come. And like, then when you're a part of the choir, I can only imagine the pride you have. Like, because I feel that just, and I work here, right? You're a part of it. And so you get to share that talent with everyone that gets to be able to be here. And so that's really cool. And speaking of sharing talent, I think the world of our teachers, and really commend and appreciate all that the two of you are doing for our youth. But Amy, especially, one thing that I wanted to touch on with you is just, I know you stated, you know, all the different kind of positions and different things that you've done with your teaching background and education from here at Morningside. Talk to me about how that's kind of evolved and what you've seen, what you've noticed, because you were at Morningside during a big period of transition. We were talking about that, whether it be mascots or presidents or all different kinds, or even divisions, right? I mean, all of that was during your time here. But I think similarly, have you seen a lot of changes in education as well? And just what has that been like? Because gosh, the era of technology and the advent of a lot of the things that we're doing, whether for better or worse, kind of happened while you've been in the classroom. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, things have changed dramatically. I remember being so excited because I was able to get a computer when I came to Morningside. Like that was,
dun, 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 dun.
That was a big deciding factor. I really wanted to go to Morningside anyway.
I do remember the one computer, one student policy, and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yes.
I got my own computer.
Yes. I mean, it was huge and heavy, and it had a huge tower and everything, but It was a really big deal, and I felt like navigating that when I got, because I didn't have a computer at home and hadn't used one much at school. So that was a really big learning curve. But education, it's much of it has remained the same, and yet so many different ways to engage students has changed. So while the content has remained much the same, we just have so many more opportunities to engage kids, and we have to because they are connected 24/7. They're just little digital creatures who have the world at their fingertips. Yeah. So you just, things change. But at the core of everything is relationships. So that's something that I think will always remain true is before the content and before the engagement tools is the importance of a relationship between a teacher and a student.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I mean, I think that's beautifully put. I think that it is one of those where if you can establish those relationships and that trust and that mutual trust, right? I think that then it really becomes more of a mentor-mentee and then obviously teacher and student. But it can transcend and go far beyond. I mean, a lot of this people and students just in their phones, and at least if they can trust you and know that you want to be there to support them, I think that can mean a lot. And now, McKelly, in your experience, obviously very different, you know, like having a computer was something you might have been born with. I'm not sure, but it's been different in the classroom. But even your experience at Morningside was although the technology side of it was always there, it was probably even ramped up to a degree because of, I mean, virtual learning. I mean, You were going through it. We were talking about that off air, just a little bit about going through with COVID and with the lockdowns, or at least virtual learning and that type of stuff. Talk to me about your experience.
Yeah, that was definitely a learning curve for me. I mean, I had a computer since like probably my freshman year of high school, and it was mine, and it, so that was very familiar to me.
Amy, she'll never know the sound of dial-up internet, okay? I know the sound of dial-up.
And the patience you have to have. Yes.
People tell me about this all the time, and I missed it. I missed that era. But, so computers were that was very typical, and, you know, that was something I was used to. And then when COVID hit and we went all online, that was a big learning curve because suddenly I was trying to manage like Zoom, and I can't just like stop in and talk to somebody. Everything has to be an email, and like just the constant time on my computer was a lot because everything was on there now. There was nothing on paper. And I think that was a learning curve, just managing everything and then managing when we went part-time, when we were some in person, some not in person. That was a lot, keeping classes straight, and I'm on Zoom for this class, and oh, now my computer's not working, and I can't see, I can't hear, I need to get caught up because I missed this. It was definitely, I think it was good because I'm a lot better with technology now than I was before.
Kind of forced a lot of us to adapt and be able to try different things.
I definitely figured it out. There were some learning curves and some less than ideal moments for sure in the learning process. But I think it helped me even now with students. There's certain things that I can do a lot more easily, I think because I was forced to. That I can help students and I can make it work easier in my room just because I didn't have a choice. I had to learn it with COVID. Yeah. So
yeah, both were a period of transition. That's for sure. Even though we were a decade or more apart, it was very much transition in different ways. So that's, to think that, 20 some years apart, it was transition in very different ways, but still the learning curve and the differences and what we've had to adapt to. McKelly, I know that Amy had talked about the power of those connections and those relationships. And really, like, the reason that I want to invite the two of you to this podcast is not only because I think it's important to highlight your careers. I think that teachers are just really the foundation of our livelihood and our civilization in so many different ways. And so it's fun being able to bring educators back to talk about their experience at Morningside to inspire future people to come and pursue their education here. But the two of you have a very unique connection that I think was kind of forged through that relationship that you talked about, Amy, and what was important to you. So, McKelly, I wondered if you could talk just a little bit about that and about how you got to meet Amy and what that relationship was like having her in your life early on in your education.
Yeah, so we met when I was in fourth grade. I was 9. So a long time ago, feels like a really long time ago, maybe not that long ago.
At Clark Elementary.
I was having a hard time. I was struggling. There was a lot going on in my world at the time, and school was really hard. I don't know how much I was really going. I was sick a lot, just a lot of outside factors that I couldn't control.
Sure.
That were causing a lot of problems for me. And I cannot tell you like how we got connected or how we met. You probably remember better than I do. I just remember at some point knowing that I could go to Mrs. Denny's office. And that's if I was crying, which happened a fair bit, that's where I would go. And we would play cards and we would talk. And I remember spending so much time there. But much more than anything, I remember the safety of having a place to land in a time in my life where very little was safe and very little was supportive, it felt like to me. And I didn't have the words for it then, obviously, but yeah. I do now. Not having safety and not having people necessarily to take care of me in the way that I needed. And whoa. and then having you and having that a safe place. And I remember I would tell my mom, like, I want to go to school because today I get to play cards with Mrs. Denny. So I have to go. I have to go. And that's what would get me to school most days. So then, you know, my parents and I, we made some big changes and I was homeschooled for a while and just big life changes for me.
Sure.
And as I was getting into high school and the question, like, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life.
Right.
I was thinking back to the people that impacted me, and among others, Mrs. Denny would always come to mind. Like, this was safe, and I think every kid needs that, and not every kid is getting that. And I wanted, because of that relationship, because of what I was given, I wanted to give that to other kids that aren't getting what they need. So I decided to go into education. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I said, I'm going to be a teacher. I was like, yeah, this will be great. And it is great. It's
Mrs.
great.
Mrs. Denny made it seem so
yeah,
easy.
I was like, Mrs. Denny yeah. made this, like, she, it just looked like a breeze. Exactly. She was smiling all the time. She always had her life together.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. And I thought, like, this is great. This is what I'm going to do. And it is great. And I love it. And I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And now I think it's even different from this side of it, because I'm experiencing the reality and experiencing how hard it is every day, day in, day out. Everything is hard. And that you still showed up for me. Every day I'm like, she showed up for me, so I'm going to show up because you did for me. And I think about that on the really hard days and the really hard moments.
Yeah.
Somebody showed up for me and it made a difference.
Aww. I'll always show up for you.
Well, and I'm sure that's something to hold on to and think about now early in your career, because, look, I can't imagine being a teacher, but I've been in new positions or I've tried new things. And sometimes it's that those early stages that can be the hardest,
yeah,
you know, that really for test
sure.
you. And so having that kind of narrative in the back, or, you know, that even that mantra of just, I know why I'm here and I want to show up, you know, for whoever might need me, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference having that in the back of my mind. Like, I'm showing up for a reason. It's on purpose, even though it's hard, even though I'm making mistakes. I'm doing it for a purpose.
Yeah. And Amy, why don't you talk to me a little bit about that experience or that time from your perspective?
Sure. So, I was the principal at two elementary schools at that time, and I would split my day between the two of them. But I would always be going into classrooms, and I remember noticing how unhappy McKelly was. And it was a big adjustment that year for you. And I had met with her parents, and I just I you didn't you just sort of make connections with certain students. And so she was just one that I think that her she didn't have a positive relationship with her teacher, her classroom teacher. And so that concerned me. And so as the principal at that time, I was just like, she is such a bright girl, and we've got to turn this around, because the reality is if a student, feels unsuccessful at school and doesn't feel like anyone cares about them, that they can become, unengaged and detached. And so I just kind of made it my mission to connect with her, and I enjoyed my time with her as well. But every day is learning, and like she said, every day in education is hard. Like even in my job, I struggle all day long. It's a lot of opportunities of failing and learning from them. But the nice thing is that
Failing and willing to get up the next
yes,
day and try it
and
all over
yes,
again.
get back at it. But our kids don't expect us to be perfect. They expect us to be human. And I think, I remember sharing my struggles with McKelly at that time, and I looked forward to getting to spend time with her too, just to make sure that she was okay. But it was a good time for me to think about how important it is that we connect with kids. And you made me want to be the best principal I could be, because it's not okay for a student to be in a classroom with a teacher that they don't feel like loves them. Even though teachers don't love every child, you have to fake it. Every child needs to be that important to every teacher. So it just, I learned just as much, and I was so proud when I got to see McKelly this past summer at a teacher training, and she was there, and I just couldn't believe it. It was so overwhelming to me that all these years later she became a teacher. And
I was gonna say, had you kept tabs at all or knew at all, like where she was in her education or
I knew
even
you
that she went to
yeah I
Morningside or
knew you were in
anything?
college at Morningside, so I knew that piece. But I didn't know you were going into education or anything like that. And so no, it was just she completely caught me off guard, and I remember just like running down the hall yelling at like everybody who would listen, how excited I was that she was going to be a teacher. So
And then, was that the time we were talking, or was it when you were in the classroom giving your first instruction, or when was it that you reconnected and she was outside the door? We were talking about it just a moment ago. What was that situation?
That was just in a few weeks ago, the end of August. So after we had seen each other in June, which was like the craziest moment of my life. Like I
Because were
was
you expecting to see her?
no. I mean, I kind of thought, I was like, well, she might be there, but truthfully, my 9-year-old brain blocked out a lot, and I didn't remember what she looked like. I knew she had brown hair, and that was all I had. So I didn't remember. And she walked into the room, and I was like, oh, this feels like it might be her, and I don't know. And I asked somebody else sitting at the table. I was like, is that Amy Denny? And she was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh no, what am I gonna say? Like that was what I was like, what am I gonna, I didn't know what to do. And it was great. That was a great day. I will always remember that.
Me too.
But after that, then the district had contacted me about doing an interview. So I said yes. And then I really was like, I hope that was a good idea. I kind of doubted myself afterwards because I was nervous. But they came in and we did the interview, and it's, ninth period, whatever my plan. And I do the interview, say all these things, and then she walked in, which I was not ready for. So that's, I was kind of flustered because I just wasn't expecting
You
it.
did great.
Thank you.
You did a
And there
great
were
job.
cameras, and she was there, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's a lot going on. But that was really fun to like show her my room. I
Your
was like, look, like this is
classroom.
my room, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm doing with my kids tomorrow. Like, that was so fun. It totally felt like a four-year-old being like, Mom, look what I did. Like, that's because yeah, in yeah. my mind, I'm like, look at what I'm doing. And like, this is because of you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Meanwhile, I was up and down the hall telling all of your team to take good care of you and protect you.
They are. They're taking good care of me.
Yeah. They better watch out for this rookie. Yeah. And like, make sure she's all right because, yeah, Mrs. Denny is going to be after her.
Yeah. I throw out Amy Denny and people are like, oh, okay.
No.
That is so funny. And just, it had to be such a surreal moment. Because like you said, I mean, it felt probably like a snapshot in your life. I mean, obviously making such an emotional connection, an impact in your life for sure. But then, I mean, time and everything and, you know, people change and things happen. But then to think that you're here and pursuing that and you didn't even know.
No.
So then to be able to be there at this in-service and then see this new classroom and the teacher right there before you, that just had to be incredible.
Yeah, I'm totally blessed. Just totally to get to know McKelly and then now to get to work with her and just to stay connected. It's like just a dream.
Well, I will say that for me too, in my role now as alumni director, one of the things that I've really appreciated more than anything is trying to involve our alumni with coming back to campus to do a lot of what you're talking about. Because I see that power of connection where it's like, gosh, if you can make a difference in the next generation, or if you can make a difference in the next, you know, generation of Morningsiders, you know, and now Mustangs or what have you, you never know the difference it can make in their lives. I see a lot of alumni come back to talk about their careers or their career journey or how they made a decision to change their major or what they're pursuing. And suddenly, you know, just like your eyes were, I mean, students didn't even know that was an option or had never heard of that company or that major and never thought of it. And then suddenly, freshman year, they're having a, you know, like we just held a career dating exercise where we had of these alumni back to talk about the range of careers that these students that are somewhat exploring their career options could go into. And it's so cool, the conversations that they have, the connections that they build. And so that's something that I've really appreciated is trying to facilitate some of those conversations or at least put the right people in the right place at the right time, you know, where they can make a difference, hopefully, in the lives of others and the people that are here at Morningside trying to find their way. Because like you said, I'm sure it's tough starting your first year teaching. Sometimes your first year at college is a huge transition too.
That was a brutal one for me.
Yeah. And so I think learning from people that have walked that line in the past and reassuring them that it's okay and you'll get through this too is such a unique opportunity. So I'm always excited to welcome our alumni back to campus in that capacity as well. But I want to leave with this. I think you both obviously had very different experiences at Morningside and now starting your career and thriving in your career. Talk to me about advice you would have for future educators or maybe even future Mustangs as far as why you think this is a great place to get your education or why they should think about teaching, any of that. Whoever wants to go first.
Well, I mean, this is embarrassing to say that I have not been to the new education area.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. But I hope that people just are taking advantage of the great staff. I'm sure that there are wonderful, wonderful educators, professors here to help them because there just always has been. So I hope they're taking advantage of their expertise and I hope they're getting involved in practicums, trying out different grade levels, trying out different content areas, connecting with kids and people out in the community to find out what really would fit their niche of, you know, whatever they are interested in. Maybe it's high school, maybe you really love coaching, but you know, your way in is to be a high school teacher because you really want to, you're passionate about coaching something at the high school level. Or maybe it's, you know, middle school or elementary. So there's just so many different areas to explore. And in education, it's exciting because you have so many different ways you can grow as an educator and as a professional, but yet still continue to, it's such a rewarding profession. Like I know there are so many rewarding professions, but I'm biased in knowing how rewarding education is. Just getting to connect with kids and see them grow and excel and succeed. It's just, it's amazing. So I hope people are getting involved at Morningside and participating in all the activities that are available on campus and just not taking college for granted. It's such an amazing experience.
Mikelli, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely on that same line, like all the professors I had were so supportive and so helpful. And taking advantage of that, sending them an email and being like, I need help. And stopping in their office during office hours and building the relationship with them, because I think that even makes it more rewarding when you do something in class and you have, it's just like in a, you know, in your middle school classroom, when you connect with a teacher, it's so much easier. It's the same in college. If you're connected, it's much easier. So building relationships with professors and then other students, that makes a huge difference. Even you don't have to be involved in everything, and you don't have to overload yourself, but finding your thing and investing in that, because college truly goes by so fast. It goes by so fast, and it's a very unique time of life that you don't get back. And taking advantage of those years and building the relationships and trying things and seeing what you like. And I had the opportunity to be in lots of different practicums at different grade levels and seeing what I liked and what I didn't like and different teaching styles. Like, just the exposure was very helpful. So I think taking advantage of those opportunities. And then for people going into education, going into teaching, not that I have a lot of advice to give however many months.
Come on, rookie, what do you got?
One thing I would definitely say is find your person that's going to be there when you're panicking and you think you're failing and you think everything's falling apart. Like, find the person you're going to call, because that has been life-changing for me, having people that I work with that I can call and cry or vent or be like, I'm stuck and I don't know what to do. And having the people to help you along, that makes your first year much more bearable, because it's hard. Your first year is hard. It's been a month. It's hard.
Yeah. Don't worry. And keep that person to celebrate those successes with.
Yes. When I get,
it gets a lot easier.
When we get to the celebrations, that will be great. Right now, it feels like I'm just really in it, and having supportive people makes a big difference.
For sure. And I think, you know, looking over across the way from our office complex here and just seeing that Sharon Walker School of Education and thinking of how much has changed, but still the education that you received here, the experience that you had here, just how similar it was and how it prepared you to go on and to be able to impact the lives of future generations. I mean, I'm excited for the two of you. I'm excited for our future students and future educators. Check out the website under programs, academics. I believe you can find information about all the different things that the School of Education is doing. But really, I want to just thank the two of you for sharing your unique story of how you're inspiring future generations. Both of you are. And thank you for taking time. It truly means a lot to me. So on behalf of Morningside, I'm really just excited to have this moment. Thank you for coming for another episode of Inside M Side. It's meant a lot.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you.
No doubt.